With WMUK News, I'm Sevilla Mann. Michigan is on track to get 10% of its energy from renewable sources by 2015. Now state legislators are busy working on energy policies for the next 10 years. Governor Rick Snyder's plan focuses on natural gas and aims for 19% renewables by 2025. But other Republican lawmakers have their own ideas. As WMUK's Rebecca Thiel reports, a bill by State Representative Eric Nesbitt of Lawton could change the state's definition of renewable.
That's the sound of a crane dropping Kent County's garbage into a hopper for incineration. At Covanta Energy Incorporated in Grand Rapids, workers turned about 32,000 tons of trash into energy last year. Kent County Solid Waste Division Director Dar Boss oversees operations there.
So we power with our waste energy facility kind of the equivalent of the city of Walker and the city of East Grand Rapids.
Right now, there's only one other waste energy facility in the state, but if State Representative Eric Nesbitt's legislation becomes law, we could see a lot more. Nesbitt's bill amends the Renewable Portfolio Standard, which defines a renewable resource. Nesbitt wants to add trash to that list, and pretty much everything the Environmental Protection Agency says you're not supposed to put in the trash. Whole tires, motor oil, untreated medical waste, asbestos, and even low-level radioactive waste. As you might expect, environmentalists are less than thrilled.
That really flies in the face of the intent of the law that was put in place 5 or 6 years ago.
That's Jack Schmidt of the Michigan League for Conservation Voters. He says the current law has helped wind and solar industries to grow in the state. But under the new bill, Schmidt says dirtier forms of energy would get the same rewards.
Which makes it a lot more difficult for those actual clean sources of energy that are actually renewable, like wind and solar, to thrive and be successful in the state.
The EPA says waste-to-energy facilities emit fewer greenhouse gases than coal or oil, but slightly more than natural gas, and a whole lot more than current renewable energy sources like wind and solar. But here's Eric Nesbitt's argument.
Is it better that we get electricity out of it that uses that produces 70 to 80% less CO2 than a coal-fired plant from 2008 would produce, and convert that into energy here in Michigan? Or is it better just to send it to a landfill and let it just decompose?
Nesbitt says the current law is inconsistent. Methane gas from landfills is considered renewable, but burning trash for fuel isn't. But what if Michigan did burn things like tires for energy? Andrew Hoffman is a professor of sustainable enterprise at the University of Michigan. Hoffman says, done in the right way, a few of the items on the list can be cleanly converted into energy. Tires are a good example.
Over 300 million used tires that we generate annually are burned as fuel in cement kilns, pulp and paper plants, and utilities. And if the proper equipment is put on, the EPA has determined that this can be done cleanly.
But Hoffman says that's not always the case. A lab test might feed an incinerator only one type of waste. But in real life, facilities could burn all of those different wastes together in what Hoffman calls a chemical soup.
Possibilities for chemical reactions all the way through the process. So, the question of whether we can burn these materials cleanly is one issue. The question of whether we can label those as renewable energy is a very different issue. And that's what I find rather cynical about this proposal, is burning hazardous waste, burning tires, calling it renewable energy to qualify for the renewable portfolio standard. I find that problematic.
Hoffman says burning tires may generate energy, but it doesn't give the state much incentive to reduce, reuse, and recycle. As for Covanta, Darboss says the company isn't interested in burning anything other than trash. But with Michigan's low recycling rate, Boss says energy from trash should be part of the state's plan.
And until you can come up with a technology that you can do something better with it, I would suggest capture the energy from that. But the science has to be vetted. We have to make sure that the emissions and everything else matches with what we're trying to do from a public policy standpoint.
Eric Nesbitt's bill is awaiting review by the State House. You can follow it through a link on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.